Right? So managing team is not a dependent on discrete process, but as I said, it would overlap many other functions of project management. For example, you know, initial team members create work breakdown structure. And then accordingly, we will add team members needed for the work. Okay, it evolves. It's not a discrete process. It may overlap functions. What is it? Let me give you a simple example. Okay, when we build a house, okay, building layout is prepared first. Then the plumbing happens, and then electrical fittings happen. Plumbing and electrical fittings can go together, but building layout and the RC structure has to be prepared first. So all this has to be broken down into different fragments or pieces, which is called work breakdown structure. Work breakdown structure, breaking down the work into different phases. Let's say if I have to do plumbing, I have two washrooms. The plumbing will happen in first washroom when and second washroom. Which resource will work on first washroom? Which resource will work on second washroom? Electrical fittings in hall, kitchen, bedrooms, washrooms. So I have to do electrical fitting is the high level task. Now I am dividing the work into different multiple sections. I am breaking down the work and I will decide which resource will work on what task. That is work breakdown structure. Very, very important task of project. So as you progress, there might be need for additional resources which are required for the project as per the experience level. And they can increase or decrease the risk involved in a project. And that is why you also need a risk management plan. Okay, what is a risk? Many times we call it is a very risky job, but we don't know what is a risk. A risk is an uncertain event which can have a positive or negative impact on your project. Positive or uncertain event. Uncertain means not sure if it will happen or not happen. I'm organizing an event in May. Is there a possibility of rain? Yeah, it might happen looking at the current circumstances or environmental issues. It can happen because high humidity. It's an uncertain event. Right? So when and how this needs to be handled? It's a risk which I'm taking. I have given a contract of plumbing to the contractor, but I'm not sure if he has skilled resources to ensure the work is completed within the time. So there is a risk that there will be a delay in the work if the resources are not skilled. If they do not have appropriate knowledge to ensure that a work gets completed on time. So, activity durations are estimated, budgeted, and scoped and planned depending on the competency level of the resources. Okay? Competency level of the resources. If the person is very, very expert in plumbing, he'll be able to do a job for one washroom within one day. But if he's a newbie, he might require 2 days. So depending on the competency level of the resources, the change in the schedule or plans can happen. And they're subject to change, as I said. Right? So when we think about a project manager's point of view, invariably, they have to be very skilled in handling this aspect of the project. Individual behaviors, skills which are there or not there also contribute to all this work. Hence, to effectively manage a team, understanding the situation, context around the project environment and the team is a very important skill for the project manager. Right? To become a team, it's one of the important, how do you become a team? Or rather, I would rephrase my term, you know, how do we become a team? How do we come together? How do we form a team? It's very, very important. Not everybody likes to be in team. I myself, I don't feel, you know, I'm not part of team. No, that can't happen, right? You have to work together with the team. Within our family also, we are a team. Family is a team. I have to do certain jobs. I have certain responsibilities, right? Okay. So bringing a group of people together is not a team. We have to build a successful team. And project manager plays this very important role of ensuring that they have different skills which will come together and lead to the project success. I gave you an example of a movie, right? A movie has different kinds of skills, requires different kinds of skills. A music director, a songwriter, script writer, technical team, lightsman, cameraman, director, financer, okay, dance director. Okay? So many different cross-functional people are involved. They speak different languages. They have different skills. I do not understand how a choreographer, you know, sets the dance. I just know how to handle camera. So I have to bring together. I have to ensure that the cameraman catches the dance sequence properly. Right? And a dance choreographer needs to understand what angle the cameraman is shooting so that it is visually appealing. Right? So all together, then only success. Okay, so bringing a group of people together doesn't make team, but bonding them through different team activities, driving them to a common goal becomes very, very important. So let's quickly go through the five basic steps of team development. First one is forming, storming, norming, performing and adjourning. Tuckman's, these are given by Professor Tuckman, who has been, you know, a pioneer in defining this strategy of forming, storming, norming, performing and adjourning. I'll give you a small case, you know, which can explain you what happens in these different steps. I have been, you know, slated to go to a university, and I am going to stay in my hostel. Now in hostel, I cannot decide who is my roomie going to be. Can I? No. So now imagine there is a person who comes from North India and a person from South India together in one room. I don't need to offend anybody, but you know, if you look at, you know, the people who are involved, two different people from two different cultures, right? People in North India, very, very jolly, joyful, right? They like to celebrate. They like to be very loud. As compared to that, if you look at people from South India, they are very, they want to be very polished, subtle. Now, if you put these two people together, what will happen? I'm forming them, forming a team of two people in one hostel room. Forming. They don't have options. Can I? Now, if they see, you know, what will happen, there will be clashes, storming. Maybe the joyful person will play loud music, which this person might not like, the person from the south. Now, what will happen? There will be clashes. There will be late nights, which will happen, and then there will be saying that, you know, if you remember a movie, Munna Bhai and Bebes, there is a guy who, you know, comes back and then says, what is the procedure to change the room? Do you remember? Right? So, storming, people clash. Then next step is norming. Norming is when people start to understand each other. Start to understand each other. Now the person from North India will start to understand, yeah, this person requires some study time between 8 to 10. So maybe I should keep my music down between 8 to 10. Now this person from South India understands that this person likes to listen to loud music. Okay, maybe I will adjust my study time from, you know, little later to little earlier. People start adjusting. Okay, next step, performing. What will happen in performing? Both of them decide that there will be common time, we will study together and ensure that the difficult problems are discussed. Norming and adjourning. Adjourning, they passed, moved out. Okay, forming, storming, norming, performing and adjourning. These are the five different steps in building a team. Okay, so when we talk about forming, I already explained to you, the team of group, members of the group get together to know each other. People coming together. They try to set different ground rules or behaviors. Storming, conflicts will keep arising, loud music, study time, right? Then norming, conflicts are largely settled and feeling of group coming together, working as a team. Okay, performing, emphasis is on ensuring that I pass in my semesters. Adjourning, the group is disbanded. So forming, storming, norming, performing and adjourning. So sometimes specific team building activities also, you know, may be required to ensure that being, you know, part of a team as a one team, you know, very, very important. Balancing different types of people and roles that play may be required from a team. So very important that project manager defines all this set of structures or what we call the roles and responsibilities clearly within the team, right? So specific team building activities, you know, which are required when a plan is required, or required to write skill or resources which are required, you know, planning acquisition of right resources, people, is a critical part of the project success. Now, when we think about software development, you know, software development requires different kinds of skill. There is a Java, there is C++, then there's an app developer, then there are, you know, different AI related development. So each person's skills are different. So we, as a project manager, you need to decide what is the right configuration which is required from a team. What resources are required at a critical part. I told you about, you know, staffing plan or resource plans which are required. Work breakdown structure, breaking down the work into different sections. Skill mapping. What skill is required? Do I have a person with that skill? Skill mapping. Team utilization, performance, evaluation are very, very important part of it. Evaluation, very, very dear to my mind, you know, evaluation, because this is how I get paid. If I have not performed, my evaluation is not proper, I will not get paid properly. So evaluation is a booster or a motivator for the team. And in this, a project manager is required to take hard decisions, or they are required to be the person who decide what needs to be done. So let's look at decision-making process, which is part of this project manager's responsibility, or rather not project manager, but as a whole team. So decision-making plays very, very important role. Decisions are basically structured or unstructured, you know, which can affect your the way which is required, way which, the project environment is structured. Generally, relatively simple rules are there in a structured environment, fairly simple way, but unstructured is more complex or often requires a degree of creativity. Degree of creativity is required. So, approving a leave is a structured job. Decide how to recover the approved leave is a, so let's say there is a team member who takes unplanned leave. Okay, so because there is some medical emergency in a project, a medical emergency, sorry, for the resource at his family. Now, approving that leave in the system is a structured way of decision making. But now I need to ensure that this unplanned leave which has been taken, how will I ensure that that part or that work is properly taken care by? This is the falling part, or the gap is filled. So project managers need to take structured or unstructured decisions in case of a complex or a routine jobs. So information technology or computer literacy, that, you know, if you look at the image, you will really understand many different types of decisions which are required to be taken. And there are interpersonal roles which are also involved in decision making. So for decision making, you know, problem solving styles are very, very important. Systematic thinking is how will I go on step by step understanding the problem. See, when the decision has to be taken, first we need to understand the problem. For a problem, we take a decision. So there is a systematic thinking which goes on behind. So we approach a problem in a rational or analytical fashion. Step-by-step evaluation. Logical reasoning. Next is intuitive thinking. Intuitive is approach wherein it is very, very flexible and spontaneous way of doing things. Okay. Intuitive thinking, I would say sixth sense, basically. Sixth sense is ability to make decisions from the judgment and the experience which has, you know, happened in the thing. So subconscious insights which goes on behind it. So systematic, step-by-step, routine steps, logical reasoning, intuitive is sixth sense. Based on our expertise or insights or deliberate thinking, decisions are made. So it is also important that we understand the environment in which we take the decision. I told you, I gave you an example that your office is near a wedding hall. Environment is totally different, right? Certain environment, risk environment, and uncertain environment. So a decision-making environment refers to specific condition or circumstances that influence how decisions are made. Influence, affect. So certainty environment, what are certainty environment? Offers complete information on possible actions or alternatives and their consequences. decision maker in this condition or environment has complete knowledge, certain, I know this is going to happen. So let's say I'm a manager who is deciding to invest in a company. Should I invest in a company or not? Should I invest in a company or not? So in this case, knowing what the performance level of this organization which I'm taking over or I'm trying to buy, what is their results in last financial year will give me certain indication, should I, you know, go ahead with this merger acquisition or not, or should I take over that company or not. So I'm very certain, I have done a logical analysis. Risk environment. I told you about what is risk. Uncertain event which can have positive or negative impact on your project. I missed about talking positive impact. Many times risk can lead to positive impacts also. Okay. Look at a war situation now. If there is a war situation, no oil is coming to India. What will happen? It will increase the production of electrical driven appliances, EV vehicles, okay, or maybe electricity related running products. Is it, what is it? It's a risk, but it's a positive risk. Why? It may increase or it may not increase. Depends on the purchasing power of the people. But look at the positive impact. Because of that, the pollution with the normal vehicles will go down and the AQI will increase, right? Air quality index will increase. So risk, but having a positive impact. Risk with a negative impact. Now, risk environment lacks complete information that offers probabilities and likely outcomes for the possible actions and alternatives. So decision makers knows that, you know, there is going to be, you know, kind of a no-go or go situation. I need to decide on my past experience how to go about this. So let's say I'm trying to launch a new product in the market. I'm not sure how it is going to perform. I've done the market analysis. Let's say I'm trying to introduce a cosmetic in the market. Now, in this cosmetics, if you think in the cosmetic, already there are competitors. How will I differentiate this cosmetic with other brands? Okay, so that is the risk environment. Uncertain event. Uncertain event lacks total information. It is difficult to assign or difficult to understand this situation. We call it a war room situation. Now, if you have seen, you know, satellite launch or rocket launch scenarios, okay, you will see that in this there are different there is a room in which all the executives, all the technical people sitting together, because they don't know, anything can happen, we are not sure. So I need to ensure that these uncertain events are taken care of offhand. I don't have full knowledge. Anything can go wrong. I have planned everything, but anything can go wrong. Uncertainty attached to the project environment. And in this environment, now you need to decide what to do. Okay? So using information to make decisions and solve the problem. So types of decisions. A decision is a choice among different alternative courses of action. Okay, alternative. Now, I'll give you a simple example here, okay? That in one of the roads, there is a lot of traffic congestion which has been happening for last few weeks due to construction which is ongoing on the road ahead. Now, what will happen? This traffic congestion which is happening at one point, what is the solution to overcome this traffic congestion? One is I can ensure that there is a traffic signal which is installed at traffic, this position. Second, okay, I can ensure that a traffic police, a traffic signal and then traffic police, these are two different alternatives, or I can let it as go, or I can ensure that the people who are volunteering for the service, they are taking over this activity between the morning time and the evening time, which is a heavy traffic times. I have different alternatives. So if I choose that I have to install a traffic signal at a specific point, then this traffic signal will cost me different amount of money, budget, timelines. Now, if I have to ensure that only a traffic police is standing between the heavy rush hours, then the cost is different. The planning is different. So, decision is choice between different alternatives. What choice do I make leads to how the further actions happen. So, there are programmed decisions and non-programmed decisions. Non-programs, unique and for a complex, applies to specific solution crafted for a unique problem. Unique problem. I'm not too sure how it is, you know. Like I'm entering a new market. Crisis management, basically. Or innovative research and development. All these things can lead to a non-programmer decision. I'm not too sure. I'm not programmed to go step by step. Programmed decisions is going step by step, understanding and then deciding what to do. I give you an example, you know, traffic police or a signal. What should I do? Right? Now, types of decisions also get affected. As I said, certain environment, risk environment and uncertain environment. So, certain environment, alternative 1, 2, 3. There is a problem, alternative and then outcome, A, B, C. Now, in case of a risk environment, a risk can have probability. Risk can have probability. So, as we go on ahead with the project, the clarity comes. But at the start of the project, I know that if I'm building a flyover, there is going to be rain in June, July, August in India. So, my work can get affected. But what work will get affected, I will know exactly when I reach me. I cannot predict that in January, right? So probability is a risk, probability or related to risk is very, very important. Rain happening in May, what is the probability? I can say the rain happening in May is 50% probability. Rain happening near to the first week of June, 80% probability, right? Uncertain environments, you know, I'm not sure. What different alternatives do I have? Okay, what different alternatives if I do not know, then I cannot assess the probability or different options which I can, or no, alternatives or solutions which I can come with. Okay, so steps, find, first step, find and define the problem. Step 2, generate, evaluate alternative solutions. Step 3, make decisions and conduct ethics, double check, implement the decision and evaluate the results. Step by step, going ahead. Now, coming back to our organizations and team structures again, simply, when we talk about software development companies, they are usually organized within the departments. They call it verticals or tiers. Verticals means, let's say, they are different, they are categorized, you know. Why I'm talking about this organization and team structures is because, you know, organization and team structures, you know, They define how your project is evolving, how the team performs, how the team delivers the results. All this will affect. Now, if you have a company or which is located within the metro cities of India, the way resources will behave, the way they will work is different than the non-metro locations. If I plan to build a factory in Nagaland, then the resources there, the skill of the resources might be different than that of in Gujarat or Bangalore, right? So this organizing or verticals, we call it, you know, are very, very important. How do we organize the work or how the organization structures is very, very important. Are they defined within the product lines or the staff specialization, like this, my staff specializes in AI tools or maybe, you know, web development or app development, right? So several categories are there within the software organization. Depending on that, your team structure or organization structure will change. Or maybe geographical locations, product specialization, product specialization. Do I create a product which is for banking and financial institutes or pharma companies? Like 1MG app. It is for whom? Consumers, but it is related to pharma. Okay. Am I using HDFC, ICICI bank apps? They're banking. So people who specialize in making this kind of service or products, they will be categorized differently, verticals. So industries, software industries, they organize in tiers or vertical called pharma vertical, banking and finance, BFSS vertical, right? So all these people, depending on how the structure of the organization is, they might change. Geolocation, geographical locations. My team in India will work as a back office. My team in Europe will work as a front office. How the structure is defined will change. So this will affect the way you manage your project, the leadership styles, the way the teams are working will affect at a larger scale. Okay. So when we talk about leadership, why leadership is important? Because a manager needs to lead and manage the work. So effective leaders can motivate team, follow them through the most difficult situations. And how do they achieve this? By ensuring the communication is very, very important. I'm telling you, communication is very important in projects. Ensuring they overcome the inertia and increase the confidence of the team. So internal and external support, both are very important. External support is how I'm able to, what environment I'm in, political environment where I'm working. Okay. Internal support is internal support by the team and the manager or the stakeholders of the team. And the communication which is happening within all of them. Now imagine I'm a two-member team, okay? And this two-member team can have how many communication channels? How do I communicate? I will just call, hey, hi, this is the thing, you know? But if I now add one more person and one more person, I have total four members in a team. Now, if I have to communicate, this person is sitting three desks down the line and this person is sitting 10 desks down the line. How will I communicate? So communication becomes very, very important. Project managers spend around 70 to 80% of their time communicating with their team and stakeholders about various aspects of the project. So communications create, or rather, you know, bridge the gap between the stakeholders and the team. Very, very important. Right? So the way people communicate is very different. Okay? Now, if I am a professional organization, I will write an email. But if I am in a manufacturing factory, I will just haul. Hey, come here. Look at this. What is happening? Right? The way people communicate is different. If you have seen way people communicate, best example is if you have seen a train traveling, you look at a signal. Green light means go. Red light means stop. Is it a way of communication? Yes. We have been doing this, but we don't notice it. It's a way of communication, right? Okay. So functions of team management, what we have seen here are planned resources, or rather, you know, human resources are required to meet the project objectives. I told you, different human resources. A movie making process itself requires so many different resources. Define roles and responsibilities for each of the project person who is involved in a team. Understanding project manager's role in the project life cycle. Adapt the leadership style required for the project. Define role of a team. Team structure, then acquire a team as per project requirement. I told you, you do not require plumber or a electrician at the start of the project or songwriter at the start of the movie. You will require at the appropriate time. Then build a team. Ask them to work together. Okay, plan communications. Identify what problems they are facing and ensure that trained or they are up to the marks so that they can deliver the results. Training needs. Monitor work performance. Plan rewards and recognition. Very, very important thing. Plan rewards and recognition. People should feel motivated. In a team meeting, if your manager praises you, do you feel like, yeah, nice? If your teacher comes and tells you, yeah, your professor comes and tells you, yeah, this boy did great. Yeah, this girl did great. Do you feel proud? Yes. So recognition and rewards are very important for human beings. In a different ways, it can be a letter of appreciation or a pat on the back, anything. So conflict management also is very important. If you remember forming, storming, norming, right? And stress management. In nowadays, stress management has become very, very important because we work in a so dynamic 24/7 role. So then it is very, very important that you manage stress. So some of the important points just before we close this chapter is understand, we have understand in this chapter that various functions, roles which are required to perform by the project manager. To manage the project team, different activities a manager needs to plan, different styles of leadership, and need for communication for the project success. So, thank you very much for being attentive. This is, and